Francis Leach, good morning.
Morning, Fran.
Well, it's make or break for the Australians as the second test against England starts tonight at Lord's in the Ashes. How are we looking, do you think?
Yeah, a 2-0 scoreline at the end of this one, we kiss the Ashes goodbye. That's the brutal truth of it. We won't recover from that. So this is it for the Australians early on in this series. Peter Neville will debut Lord's. Brad Haddin's withdrawal will ensure that. And they're saying that Mitchell Starc will recover from an ankle injury, which is absolutely crucial to the Australians' chances. He's clearly, at the moment, their most potent fast bowler. The dilemma around Shane Watson will be resolved sometime tonight. And it seems that Mitch Marsh will get his turn. Peter Siddle will come in. It would seem maybe to do some heavy lifting with the quick bowling, and they need a mature bowler in there. Australia has owned Lords traditionally, Fran. Since 2005, though, that's changed. In 2013, England won by 347 runs.
I remember.
And in 2009, it was 115 runs. Prior to that, you had to stretch back to 1934 for an English win when they won by an innings and 38 runs, and Don Bradman made just 36 and 13. That's how good we've been at Lords, but that has changed in recent years. So I wait tonight with trepidation.
Absolutely. Yes, even I do. In golf, the British Open gets underway at St Andrews tonight, and young American Jordan Spieth is chasing golf's Grand Slam.
Yeah, Spieth's in a hot streak, and his pursuit of the 144th British Open title is what everyone will be watching tonight when the first round action gets underway at the famous St Andrews course in Scotland. The 21-year-old Texan is the hottest golfer on tour at the moment. He won the Masters and the US Open already, so he's in contention for the sport's first Grand Slam of the current era. But he's only played this course four times before, and he will have everyone chasing him down on this links course, which brings even the best undone, depending on the conditions. For Australians, though, we remember Adam Scott led this event in 2012 by four shots with four holes to play, and he lost to Ernie Els. He does have the game on these particular courses. He does like links golf. He's one of the best at it. His accuracy off the tee is fantastic. I've seen him up close hit four irons in the way that some players, you know, can crack a wood. And if he's in form and he can get that putter working, because that's what kills him, it seems, in these big tournaments, he's a chance. And everyone will be pulling for Jason Day. We saw him at the US Open just recently, or in the United States, or pushing to win that while suffering vertigo. It was an extraordinary performance. So they're the two that look likely for Australia.
I love it when you talk golf to me, Francis. Just briefly in tennis, Nick Kyrgios threw an injury scare through the camp in Darwin yesterday, but he'll be right to play in the Davis Cup clash with Kazakhstan.
Nothing a bit of drama from Nick, is there? Look, Proppies, he stretched out for several minutes after a training session yesterday. Problem with the right thigh. Team captain Wally Masur tells us he'll be right to go, and he has the Kazakhstan team on their doorstep in Darwin in fine weather. It's a really important match for the Australians, who are trying to get back to a semi-final berth at the Davis Cup for the first time since 2006, Fran.
Okay, Francis, thank you very much. Talk to you again at 7:30.
See ya.
Francis Leach from Grandstand.